Dubai Eye 103.8.
Okay, let's talk teacher training now here on the show. Educators, government officials and international organisations have gathered in Dubai to discuss how to empower teachers and equip them with the skills they need for the future. That conversation was led by the Hamdan bin Rashid Al Maktoum Foundation for Distinguished Academic Performance, the Ministry of Education and UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organisation. Joining us online to tell us more is the chief of the section of teacher development, Edem Adubra, joins us live on the line. Someone who's also head of the International Task Force on Teachers at UNESCO. Mr. Adubra, thank you so much indeed for being with us. Tell us more about the forum itself and why it's so important.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to share with your audience the meaning of the forum we are having this week in Dubai. And I would first of all acknowledge the support of Hamdan Foundation, the financial support which helped hold this event here in Dubai. And then I would like to also thank the Ministry of Education and the government at large, which mobilized a lot of resources to make this possible. We have gathered here with about 10 ministers of education from different regions of the world, and a good number of deans of education, principals and teachers, and also representatives of development partners, international non-governmental organizations, intergovernmental organizations, and private sector foundations. So why do we bring all these people here and then we have this policy dialogue forum? The forum is organized by the International Task Force on Teachers for Education 2030, which was created in 2008 in Oslo, Norway, with the ambition to help bridge the teacher gaps. We talk about the number of teachers that countries are not able to be putting into the classroom. We talk about the quality of the teachers, that is their training, their professional expertise, their values. And then we also talk about the financing of teachers and teaching that is behind for the recruitment of all these teachers and the catering for their continuous professional development. And a lot of resources are needed. So that's why all the stakeholders are gathered. Now, the task force being presented, this forum has a theme, the futures of teaching. Why are we talking about the futures of teaching today? Because as you would agree with me, the world is going through a multifaceted transformation, which is affecting the way we live, the way we work, the way we interact with each other. So whether you talk about environmental changes, you talk about technological changes, you talk about the way we cultural misunderstanding that create wars and conflict. You have the refugees populations going on, and we said it's a basic principle, fundamental right of every person to have to be entitled to a quality education. This is a fundamental right, but to be able to provide that kind of education which could promote or enable the learner to think, to have perspective for the future, livelihood conditions, a job, and then self-fulfillment, and then interaction, connection in this globalization context, we need to prepare them. We need to prepare the children. And who prepare the children? It's in the schools, and schools have as a fundamental player teachers. So if the teachers were not well-trained and qualified to address these many requirements, these many challenges, how are we looking up to a bright future? People are thinking about the future of education for the future of our planet. So in contribution, as a contribution to that process, the International Task Force on Teachers, which is a partnership of all the stakeholders I have listed, decided to focus the theme of this annual policy dialogue forum on the futures of teaching. And we have been looking at the futures of teaching from three angles. The first one is, what teacher training or what teacher education do we need to think of to put in place to be able to provide that training to those who are going to be taking care of school children? The second angle we are approaching is, how do we address inequalities that we observe today, and how do we make sure that in the future those inequalities are not exacerbated, creating all the situations that we face when people are dissatisfied? I used to have a minister who say, let's take care of those hungry guys. Otherwise, when they become angry guys, we are going to have trouble. The third angle from which we are looking at this problem is, how do we tap into innovations that we can infuse into teaching and learning to address the multifaceted challenges that we have addressed? So that's the purpose of this. And we cannot do that and only as a country. The world is globalized. So we bring these people from different parts of the world to reflect, share their experiences, share their concern, the way they perceive the challenges, and the way they anticipate responses. If there are good practices that could be shared, then we share them here. And then when the people go back home, they could see how to adapt it to their context.
We're seeing a lot of innovation in the classrooms. We're seeing a lot more digital tools being used and technology being used. In light of that, and in light of your mention of innovation being one of the three core principles as part of the training, is that something that is being ignored when we come down to teacher training of human beings? Do we need to be more focusing on the innovation that could be used as tools for them?
Good question. We had a ministerial roundtable. The ministers I'm saying are gathered here have actually shared the way they think. At the same time, you know, other the constituencies were also having their roundtable. And one of the observations I made during this ministerial roundtable, every minister acknowledged the importance of tapping into advancing technologies, artificial intelligence, all those tools that education and teacher education can use to be able to address the various individualized needs of learners and also the needs of the teachers themselves and society. So when we consider that element as one aspect of innovation, other ministers also highlight the need to point out that technology is here and technological tools are there as support to the process, but they are not an end in themselves. And what we are addressing as humanistic view of education, of society, is how we help people connect. And then connection is also human values that we need to inculcate in learners today. So it's a combination of innovation in a way we approach the resources that technology is giving us. But beyond that, innovation, even the way we conceive our classrooms, the way we train teachers, the way we compile pedagogy. You know, we have a pedagogy, teacher-centered approach where teachers are supposed to be the depositories of knowledge. Today, the internet, accessing the information by learners is not the issue. How to package, how to use the knowledge to address their living needs and then to interact with others. So the humanistic approach has been strongly emphasized by the ministers, and this is also one aspect of the innovation that we are seeing. I have a conversation with another minister, a private conversation, in which he's saying, I want to make in my country early childhood compulsory and free for everybody. And we don't have the facilities. But children below three, they don't occupy the school situation over a whole day. They need 3 hours. So I have signed agreement with all the churches who provide me with hundreds of facilities where we can put the children and somebody, a facilitator, a caretaker, and then teachers could take care of them and introduce them to school's environment. So this is a type of innovation. We only thought, we used to think that you need to have a proper school, a traditional school, to be able to provide this kind of education. We are talking about countries also which said the Maldives, for example, the Maldives, they have several islands, and we are talking about the advance of technology. Do we need to ignore the potentials of technology to put distance education, distance training of teachers to people who may not access the location of the teacher training institutions and interact with a qualified educator? So those are the kind of issues and the practices and experiences. I was telling you we have private sector organizations. Mm. We have Facebook education director who is represented here, for example. So why would a company like Facebook be involved in a teacher-focused conference? All actors have something to contribute, and they have experiences or responses or potential responses which others can use and reform, transform to make it an educational setting for education and training of teachers.
And you mentioned you've got representatives of educational ministries from across the globe represented at the forum. Will the decisions that are taken here help to impact on teachers and teaching styles here in the UAE in the future?
Good question. When we organize our policy dialogue forum, we think it's a huge opportunity bringing international experts or practitioners to a country. And for this particular conference, when we say we are bringing 250 international practitioners and expert teacher educators and deans, we reserve 100 seats for the host country. Mm. So there are representatives from the Ministry of Education and other ministries. There are representatives of colleges of education, deans, school principals and teachers in this conference. So it's a real dialogue, and as a host, it's not just paying for people to come and then making decisions that will not leave anything to the country. But the country practitioners and educationalists are also involved for making this connection with international partners, international counterparts. A lot of networking is taking place here. And when people go home, I think they have identified a school, they have identified a teacher with whom they'll continue to interact.
Well, Mr. Adubra, thank you so much indeed for explaining the innovations, the training policies that you're putting into place with a truly global and worldwide panel down at the forum. But for now, thank you so much indeed for joining us live on the line.
Thank you for this opportunity to share the purpose of this conference with you.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.